Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is like Apollo and Drago.
I was just going to say, what's going on? The friendly dicks. I swear to God, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking
before. Getting a little bloody around here, Sal.
Yeah, dude.
Yikes.
So I said they haven't won since Friday, but that is incorrect because the Mets were off last Thursday, right? I forget the exact thing, but I know we were talking about, I think, Thursday.
Mm.
And then the Mets lost to the Rays Friday. Obviously, the Yankees lost to the Red Sox Friday. So they haven't won since before that. I don't know if they were both off that Thursday before. Maybe they won on the Wednesday. Whatever it is. They're 0-9 since Friday, both the Mets and Yankees. Things were looking great, and now they're looking awful with both teams crashing at the same time.
Silver lining is, I guess you would prefer to look bad now, yeah. Which should kick the GMs in the ass to maybe accelerate a plan here to get some reinforcements.
Yeah, and we're not going nuts.
Which is a deeper conversation.
Exactly. We're not going nuts about the season here, but no. We could certainly pick each team apart, and we're doing that. You know, I did a lot yesterday. I know we'll get to the Yankees having you back here, BT, and off another,
I've never seen. I don't know how to. I don't know how to explain it.
29 and counting.
Can't hit.
But then the Mets cough one up. It was really shaping up to be a beautiful night.
Well,
Yanks game was in the books. I'm like, I can't. Like even I was like, I cannot believe this team just got
to a point now.
Where I didn't want to tweet. I was going to say it today, but like to a point where if Goldschmidt just drove in the run, it would have felt like a win.
I know.
Like just don't get blanked again.
All right,
the loss, the game is gone. But just score a freaking run to put that to bed. And they didn't. And then I'm watching the Mets thinking like, oh, this is great. Finally going to beat the Braves. Soto homer in this first at bat.
Yeah, getting everything ready, everything lined up. And then baseball happened. It torpedoed Sal's plan.
I did make a mistake. I texted my Uncle John laughing emoji. Because he's such a trash talker. I texted him prematurely and then it came back to bite me, of course. Ed is calling from Wontaw. What's up, Ed?
Hey, Eddie.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
What's up, buddy?
I'll tell you, the thing that's starting to drive me a little bit nuts about Soto's defense is he fields the ball, and then he's like the bully that wants the guy to run on him, but he doesn't have the arm.
He actually does have a pretty good arm in terms of velocity. His accuracy is a little less than you would want, but he's got a good arm. He's got a good arm.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he's daring guys to go. And then when he throws the ball, he doesn't hit the target.
I get that part. I mean, there's been a couple of plays at the plate. I remember one early. Thanks for the call there, Eddie. Shallow right field, and I believe it was Torrens. It was up the first base line. God, I forget who they were playing. It was at Citi Field, and like everybody's like, wow, what an amazing throw by Soto. Dude, you were 209 feet away, and you still put it up the first base lines. Torrens had to kind of catch it and swipe like a shortstop. But Juan Soto does have an above-average arm in terms of actual velocity.
Yeah, I don't think he's got a bad arm. Now, here's the thing. If you're not happy with Soto in right field, maybe you can find somebody like Alex Ochoa, who used to also wear 22 and had a cannon in right field. You could have Ochoa. Like, I understand that Juan Soto was going to be criticized here. And like, you could pick on him for the base running. You could pick on him for the lack of hustle. People have done that. I am not going to do that because I wanted him for other reasons. I know he's not a perfect player. Very few players are, if any, are perfect players. I mean, I'm sure if we watch Shohei Ohtani. By the way, Shohei Ohtani doesn't play the field. So now he's finally starting to come back pitching. Oh, okay, it's great. But he's also not perfect. Aaron Judge is not perfect. He's the best player that I've ever seen. he is not perfect either. So we could always find flaws in teams, in players, and nitpick. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's not even nitpicking. Like, that's fair. If that bothers you maybe more than it does me, that's fine with whatever player it may be. I choose to not ignore it, but overlook it or just not focus on it because I'm focusing on the reason why he's here and what he does so well, maybe better than any Met that we've ever seen in our lives. That's what I focused on with Soto.
Yeah, and listen, the inconsistencies, I think, which at times have been a little overstated with his defense, but if that, or and his base running, if that pops up and it's October, whatever, and you and I are on the air doing our show, and that's a playoff game,
big problem.
You're not going to look the other way then. You know, you just hope it doesn't happen in a big spot. And just to be clear, my energy with that play is less about him getting a poor read and, you know, not knowing what to do. And it's just an ugly, ugly mistake. I obviously point that out. That can't happen. It was more about the lack of accountability post-game.
Yeah, which
is understood. Like, just keep blaming the umpire.
Yeah, and you're right. And maybe I'm making excuses for him just because I love him so much. Like, would I prefer if he said, you know what? That can't happen. That's on me. I made a mistake there. Of course.
Yes.
But I I don't really care about that because I just want him to be him and do what he did. Get on base three times, hit that big home run. That's who he is. Also, it wasn't a lack of effort. If he just wasn't paying attention and took off and ran through second and was going to third without looking back, that's a different story. He was there in position looking at it. All right, did he make it? Like, is it normal to say you're looking at the ump? I can't kill him for saying I was looking at the ump to make a sign. I'd like him to make a better play. I'd like him to not get doubled off in a spot where you wouldn't think somebody would get doubled off right there. But I don't think it was a lack of effort or baseball IQ. It just, I don't know what the hell that was. When was the last time you ever heard a player who got picked off like that was looking at the play say that, well, the ump didn't make a sign, so that screwed me up?
I've never heard that in my life. Which is why I've got to be a little harder on him than you are, because I think that's rare. It's to the point where...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To answer your question, again, I don't think I've ever seen that.
You know, it's also, to me, BT, not the reason why they lost the game. So there are a lot, like Alvarez, to me, deserves the brunt of this.
You got get on him, Mendy. Too. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't disagree. Yeah. Like, it fell apart hard.
Right.
It was an ugly loss. Now, my thing was, I get it, Braves, it's more intimate, rivalry. Yeah. Okay, to me, the way it unraveled late, I don't care if it's the White Sox, that's a deplorable loss. That's just bad fundamentals.
Hector's in Washington Heights. What's up, Hector?
What's up, guys? To me, there's not one real reason why they lost the game. They lost the game because they're playing horrible baseball. They've been playing horrible baseball for a while. And only the Mets can be 17 games over 500 in first place. All the Braves are out of it and still make you feel like crap. And still make you feel like a game on June 18th is a must win. That's the feeling right now. And Sal, I love you, bro. And I love Juan Soto. But you can't come in here killing Pete Alonso yesterday. You look like you had time to call. And they come in and try to excuse everything with Juan Soto.
Alonso looked great. Alonso looked great. That was part of last night, too. The fun feeling. Alonso looked like his normal self.
And no, they all look bad. They all look bad. But you cheat. But you quit to pounce on Pete.
Pete was awful in the race series. I didn't even talk about Pete Alonso yesterday.
You were hammering him. You said exactly that.
On Monday.
Whatever the heck it was. Monday, whatever the heck it was. You can't. Come on, son. You got to be fair, bro. And I know you love Soto. Maybe
Soto
you want to get him
homered
on the
yesterday and it set the tone.
And that was
he was on base
that
three
was
times.
Great. Listen to me. Okay, calm down. Calm down, because I don't want you to cut me off. That was great. That was great. He came out there. He did exactly what we wanted.
Yes.
I was asking him, you need to be an impact player. But you can't then go and get thrown out on a play right in front of you and come as the umpire. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. You're supposed to be a leader. You're supposed to be an impactful player.
Heck, is he really supposed to be a leader? That's one thing that I don't think he's ever been, and I don't think that he ever will be. I don't think he's built for it. He's not a leader. Just because you're a great hitter and you do certain things incredibly well doesn't mean that people follow you. And, you know, I know that there's some circumstances. The Nationals owner died, and the Padres, I guess, wasn't a great clubhouse, and he wanted to lead the Yankees for the Mets. But guy's been on four teams. Now, I'm not saying that he's a bad guy at all. I think he's a good guy. But I just think it's about his process and him remaining in that and less about what's going on around him. And that's good most of the time. Unless you have such an embarrassing gaffe, you got to own it. That's all I'm saying. Look, I'm not saying throw him in Times Square and let stone the guy to death, hang him by his thumbs. I'm not saying that. But the lack of awareness post-game, to me, it's a bad look.
So yeah, and especially I'm not going to criticize him after he was on base three times with this tone-setting homer. That's what I wanted to see.
Well, what was more of a tone-setter, though, the home run or the double getting doubled up?
I think the home run was. They were already lost at that point once they blew the 4-1
lead. It's a tie game.
His first at-bat as a Met against the Braves in Atlanta, he homers. That's something that Met fans have been starved for. That's why you got him. And then he goes out there and was on base three different times. So I can't pick on him yesterday. There will be times where we can get on him. By the way, I was first in this town to criticize Juan Soto and got ridiculed for that. So, like, which one is it? If a guy's, to me, and again, you may see it differently. Like, that's fine. I'm not arguing saying that it was a great play. I just wouldn't focus on that yesterday where I think that there were other reasons why the Mets lost that ballgame. Also, as far as the leader thing, he's not.
I know.
It's what makes Judge so special is that it happens to be the best player in the world is a great leader as well. The Mets, Piazza was never a leader. Beltran was not a leader. No, Soto's not a leader.
Mm-hmm.
David Wright was their best player, I guess, for a certain period. But then he had, you know, the back stuff, and then he really became their leader. So
yep, sure.
They've had players of great magnitude that just were not leaders, and that's okay. Not every great player has to be a leader.
I understand that. Not every great player is equipped to be a leader. Right. I mean, so there's those two little different things there. I think Lindor handles that post game differently. I know the Judge handles that differently. Now,
it took him 3 years.
Yeah. It took him a little bit to transition to the city. That's true. But Soto's been here for years, so it shouldn't be, you know, as long. Judge handles that differently. Jalen Brunson handles that differently. And again, it's not to crucify the guy. And it's a sequence of reasons why they lost the game. It doesn't mean that it's terminal, but let's face it. There are certain losses, whether it's, you know, Jets, Dolphins, or Yankees, Red Sox, or Mets, Phillies, or Mets, Braves. It's just certain Islanders, Rangers. There are certain things that just pick a little deeper, and the wound is a little more, I don't know, deep. And I get it. I would also tell Mets fans, kind of tap the brakes. You're still good, provided you end this soon. That's where I would start getting worried. Four games, ugly. We'll get to the Yankees coming up. I still think the Mets are good, but you gotta stop it starting tonight. You gotta win this game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.